Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Welcome as we continue with the laws of idol worship, idolatry, chapter 4. A brief introduction to chapter 4. The Torah tells us about an entire city which became idolatrous because there were a few good talkers, you might call them missionaries, who convinced everyone to worship idols. So the entire city is called a perverted city. The Hebrew, Ir HaNidachas, a perverted city. And the halacha is that because the vast majority of the city became idolatrous, the entire city has to be destroyed. The people are killed. The form of death penalty is a more lenient form of death penalty than an individual idolater. An individual idolater is killed by stoning, and the whole city, when it is found to be a perverted city, is killed by sword, by decapitation. And there are many complex laws and biblical decrees which apply to this scenario. Now, there's an interesting discussion. There is an opinion that says that the laws, that one, the conditions that must be met are so complex and so precise that actually this never happened. Therefore, it remains a theoretical law because it was impossible to meet every condition. There are other opinions that say it did happen, but now we're going to learn the laws of this city in chapter 4 of Maimonides' Laws of Idol Worship. Again, in the book we use here, 96-97. Madichei ir mi Yisrael, those who cause the problem, those who lead the inhabitants of this city astray, hare elu niskolim, the perpetrators, the ones who make it all happen, they, if they're found guilty, are killed by the death penalty of stoning. What's their sin? Their sin is they convinced the whole city to become idolatrous. Afal pi sheleyavdu aveda zara, even though they were not found guilty of serving idols, they were only found guilty of convincing others to serve idols. Elohi dichu es yeshvi'inim, they convinced or proselytized the inhabitants of their city and hakdem and nujdem at sheavdu esa, until they in fact worshipped. So they are given the penalty of death by stoning. However, but the inhabitants of the city, which was perverted, neherogim, they are killed by sword or decapitation. The who, if conditional upon the fact, if they worshipped or served idolatry, or they accepted these idols upon them as a god. It's not that they said, oh, this is nice, but they worshiped them. They served them as a god. So there are two parts to this. There is the one who perverts, and then there's the one who becomes perverted. The Rambam is consistent. Welcome. We never punish unless there's a warning. Where is this warning? That people are not allowed to get others to sin. The name of alien gods should not even be heard through your mouth. And these people obviously talked and talked and talked until they succeeded too. One of the conditions, there are many, many conditions in order for this to happen. A city cannot become a city led astray, a perverted city, those who lead it astray have to be from within it. which means they can't be outsiders. They have to be homegrown. Furthermore, umayse shevet, they also have to be homegrown from the tribe that belongs in that community. They can't be transplanted from another tribe. Shenemar, as it says, mikir becha, from amongst you, vayadichu es yeshvi idam, and they led the inhabitants of their city astray. The achiyu madicha ashnaim ayoser ashnaim. Furthermore, another condition is that those who lead them astray must be a minimum of two or more, not one. If it's only one, even though he does a great job, it doesn't fall into this category. It's missing a technical condition. Shenamar, as the verse says, Yotzu anoshim b'nei v'liyal, that these wild people went out, vayadichu es yesh v'irim, and they perverted the people of their community. It's plural. Anashim, plural, minimum plural too. Furthermore, another condition is that the majority of the community must be successfully led astray. If it's not the majority, it doesn't count. Then they're all judged as individuals, as we'll see. And how many people were led astray, another condition. Mimeya, a minimum of 100. The ad rube shall shave it up to the majority of that tribe. But if the majority of that tribe was led astray, it's too many. Avolim hudach rube shall shave it. If the majority of that tribe was led astray, then it's not a city, it's a metropolis, it's a megalopolis. Don in Aisam ki yechidim. Then they have to be judged as individual transgressors of idol worship. So it has to be between 100, more than 100, less than the majority of the tribe. Shenamar, as it says, Yeshvi Ha'ir, dwellers of the city, Lo Kfar, not a village, Lo Kfar Kot, not a small village, V'Lo Krach Godol, not a metropolis. V'Chol Pachas Mimeya, when you have less than 100, Kfar Kot, it's a village, a small village. The Rube shall shave it when you have the majority of a tribe, Krach Godol. It's a massive metropolis. So it has to be more than 100, less than the majority of the tribe. V'chein, and furthermore, the people who lead them astray, the proselytizers, have to be men. Im hidichu anoshim, but if they were women, ektanim, or children, even though they did a good job. Or an individual, or they led astray the minority, not the majority of the community, or it happened on its own, or the ones who led them astray were outside influences from the outside, then these are all conditions which do not allow this to fall into this category. Ein donin bo din irani dachas, then we don't apply the law of this led astray city. Elohein harein ki yechidim, they are judged as individuals. Sha'ovdu avedes kechavim, who served idols. V'seiklin, and if there are witnesses who warned them and saw them do it, they stone kol mi sha'ovad, whoever served. U'mameinam liyosheim, unlike the law we're about to learn, that all of the belongings are piled into the center of the city and burned. In the case of an individual, the person is killed, and their estate gets passed on to their children, as is normal. Kishar harugi bezin, like anyone else killed by the court. I'm just going to have a little tea. Gimel 3, ein donin din iranidachas el bebezin shalshir, shalachar b'shivim. Which court is qualified to pass judgment on this perverted city? It has to be the Sanhedrin, the court of 71. Shenamar, as it says, and when we learn the laws of the courts, we learn that there are many courts that can deal with capital punishment. How many judges do they require? 23. And they are very often in every community, in every city, but they cannot deal with this special law. This special law requires the supreme Sanhedrin. Shenama veitzeso seishahu seishahi asher also asadov raza el shorecha. You take out that man or that woman who did this terrible thing to your gates, singular, yechidim, individuals, ne'erogim, are killed. Bebezdin shel kol shar, in the courts of 23 within every gate, kol shar b'shar. Ve'ein hamerubim, ne'erogim, but a population, a larger population, can never be killed. Ela bebezdin agodol, unless it's the Sanhedrin, what we call the Supreme Court, the court of 71. Dalit for... Now here comes some laws of which cities can never become cities of which cities can never become cities that fall into this category of a city led astray because of where they are and what they are. Ein achas meyori miklot nasasir nidachas. None of the cities of refuge can ever become one of these cities. Shenamar, as it says, bi'achas orecha, bi'achas shorecha, in one of your cities, in one of your gates, not a city of refuge. Furthermore, v'lo Yerushalayim nasasir nidachas. Jerusalem can also not become a perverted city. Lefi shalein eschalka l'shvatim, because Jerusalem is the capital belonging to everybody and was not given to an individual tribe. Vein eisin ir nidachas basfar. Furthermore, this perverted city should not be created on the border, because if you burn down a border city and leave it empty, then idolaters and perpetrators from the outside are going to come, and it's going to be a launching base for them to destroy Israel. You can't create a vacuum on your border. If you create a vacuum on your border, you got troubles. Ve'ein bezdin echad oisa sholosh ayoros hanidocha zu betzad zu. One court cannot make three adjacent cities, perverted cities, adjacent one next to the other, because, again, their proximity, it's going to create a massive vacuum. Avalim hoyu murchokas, but if they were far away from each other, Asa, then technically it could be done. There's some commentary, others say it has to be in different communities altogether. This one has to be a Yehuda, this one has to be Galil. There's... It should not be together, close together. Okay, hey, five. Check. Ein eisin iranidachas. What are the other conditions required? This perverted city cannot be accomplished. Acha yadichu madiche bilshin rabim. The ones who try to get the people to sin have to speak in plural. V'yemru lohem, they have to tell them, neilech v'navet. Let us go. Let us serve. A neilech v'nizbach, let us go, let us slaughter. A neilech v'nakter, let us go, let us smoke incense. A neilech unenasech, let us go and let us pour libation. A neilech v'nishtachava, let us go and let us bow down. He's describing the universal services of an idol. A neilech unikabo beiloi, ah, let us go and accept this idol as our God. It has to be plural. Behem, shame him, and they, the people, have to hear. Then, with the exception of these four universal forms of service, they must serve this idol by its unique form of service. Or one of the four universal forms of service. What if there is a perverted city that became perverted, but it just didn't meet every technical condition enumerated above? Hey, Chayson Lahem, what do you do to them? The answer is, Masrin Umiidin Bechol Echad Vechad. You warn and you testify for each person as an individual. Kol Echad Vechad Mehen Sha'abad Avedis Kechabim, who served idols, V'seikun Oysam. And then, if they are found guilty, they are stoned, ki yechidim, like individuals. Welcome. Sha'abdu, who served, Umameinam Liyoshayim. And instead of burning their estates are inherited by their offspring. Six. So now we learned conditions, we learned a lot of stuff, but what's the tachlis? What is this perverted city and how does it work? What is the law of this perverted city? If it is fit to be an iranidachas, because the word is that it became an idolatrous city, then Bezdin Hagodol, the Supreme Court, meaning the Sanhedrin, Shulchan sends, they send investigators They send FBI agents. I'm just kidding. They send investigators, Achayedu, until they will certainly know, Beraya Bruda, without a shadow of a doubt, Shehut Chakol Ha'ir, that the entire city has become perverted towards idolatry, Eruba, or the majority of the city, as we learned earlier, V'chazru La'avedus Kechavman, they embraced idol worship. So that is an investigation that is done. A report is filed. Yes, this is true. We investigated. It's happening. But that's not enough. Achakach, then, Shulchan Lohem, the Sanhedrin sends Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, two scholars, two Torah scholars, as agents, Lihazhiram, to warn them. Because remember, in Judaism, we don't punish unless we warn. Ulahachziram, and to cause them to return, to repent. Im chazru, if they returned to the right path, we also tshuva, and they repented, they did tshuva. Muta, fine, not a problem, forget the whole thing. So that these two scholars can actually bring them back to the straight and narrow. However, if they tell the scholars, don't bother me, mind your own business, or as they used to say when I was a kid, get out of here. If they will maintain their wicked ways, then Bezdin, then the courts, Mitzavin, command Lechol Yisrael, all of Israel, Lales, to ascend Aleim upon them, Latzovo, to war. This is actually a civil war. Then the army is sent in. Vehaim and the army, Tzorin Aleim, they besiege them, and wage war with them. Presumably, they're going to defend themselves. So there's going to be a whole war, a siege and a war. When the city walls fall, when it'll be breached. Miyad, immediately, what do you think they do? That's when they first set up a court system, trial. Mar bin lohem bote dinim, they set up many, many courts, and they judge them. Call me Shabal of Shneidim Shabbat Kechavim Achashi Yisrubei. Every individual who has witnesses testify that they warned this individual and he continued to perpetrate and to worship idols. So this guy has been identified by witnesses. You've been warned and you've still continued. Mafrishim Esi, they set him aside. They corral him. They put him aside. Nimtzu Kol Ha'avdim Miyuta. Now, they take a tally. How many people did we set aside because of the witnesses? If they were a minority, then they are judged as individuals. And if they're found guilty, they're stoned. Ushara Yunitzel, and the rest of the city goes home. Nimtzu Ruba, but if it's a majority of the city, which was the earlier condition, then they first take all the perpetrators. Mailin Eistin Lebezin Hagodol, they take him to the Supreme Court, to the Sanhedrin, the Gamrim Sham Dinam, and there they continue with this case. They have to make sure that this city is found to be a perverted city. If yes, the Hedigan Kalelu Shaobdu, they kill all those who served, Besayif, by decapitation. Now, because this has become this perverted city, they slay all human beings within the city by the sword. Taf v'noshim, children and women, imhudoch hakula, if the entire community has been found to be perverted. But if it was just a majority, then only the women and children belonging to these men who served are killed, and the others are not. But whether the majority of the city has been found to be a perverted city, whether the whole city or just the majority, then the ones who caused this problem are always stoned, as we learned earlier, never decapitated. Then they take all the money, all the belongings, all the wealth, all the booty. They put it into the market square. Ein Lodachev, what if there is no downtown market square? Eisen Lodachev, they create one, they build one. Hayer Rechev, Chutzalah, what if Technically, the market square was outside the city limits. They surround it with a wall until it becomes in the city limits. It must be within the city limits. And then they kill every living being. And they burn all its property. Imam Medina, with the whole city, Bo'esh, with fire. And this burning is a positive commandment. You burn the city and its goods in its entirety. Seven, nichse atzadikim shabo. What about the property of the righteous people within it? There were some righteous people. V'heim shar yeshveir. Who are the righteous? The balance of the inhabitants of the city. Shalei hutchu imruba, who are not found to have been perverted with the majority. Nisrafim bechlal shlola. Their property is also burned. Hel v'yoshvasham, because they live there. Mameinan ova, they lose their money. Why? Because if they would have been truly righteous people, then they would have stopped them. You didn't stop them, you lose your wealth. Or they would have moved out. We're told that a lot of the laws which apply to this halacha, we learn from the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because that's actually a biblical perverted city. Anybody who benefits from this booty, from this wealth, leika, is liable to receive lashes. Achas, one set. Make sure none of the booty sticks to your fingers. Make sure you don't have sticky fingers. Sticky fingers can get 39 lashes. L'chaim. Now, many of us know that there's an interesting law. And the interesting law is called Edim Zomimim. Witnesses who are found to be liars. Perjurers. In Judaism, how do we find that a witness has committed perjury, or that witnesses have committed perjury? Two other credible witnesses come and say, how could you say that you were there and there and there, when at the time you were in Las Vegas with us, playing blackjack? So what happens if this whole spiel happens, and then they find out that the witnesses are not credible, they're liars? They did a good job, they impressed a lot of investigators, but it could happen. The Irani Dachas, a perverted city, Shehu Zamu Edeho, whose witnesses were disqualified as Edim Zomimem, as I just described, Kol HaMachzik Bin Choseo. Then, the problem is that being that this process went forward, the inhabitants of the city had no hope of ever being saved. So they gave up on all their wealth. And in halacha, when somebody gives up on his wealth, it's no longer his. So anybody who goes in and takes possession, zocho, has possession, umuter lehonisbe, and may benefit, sharei huzamu, because the witnesses were found to be perjurers. So this is not forbidden stuff anymore. But it doesn't necessarily belong to the original owners, because they gave up on it. Interesting law. Why does that work this way? Because by the time the Sanhedrin pronounced this whole city guilty, everybody gave up on their possessions. And therefore, now that the witnesses were found to be liars, anyone can go in and claim these possessions. A city of refuge can never be rebuilt. Anybody who rebuilds a city, not a city of refuge, a perverted city can never be rebuilt. Anybody who rebuilds a perverted city receives lashes. Should not be rebuilt. You can create gardens and parks. It should not be a city, but it could be a park garden area. Now comes the deal in 9. What if there's a caravan, which is a group of people who journey from place to place, and they happen to have been in this perverted city in the wrong time? If they passed by this city, which became the perverted city, they became considered perverted with them. they were found guilty, if they were there for 30 days, then they are members of the community. That's what it takes to become a resident in Torah. 30 days. Ne'erogim b'sayev, they're killed by decapitation. U'mameinim avad, and their money's lost. Lav. And if they've been there less than 30 days, then they're judged as individuals. If they're found guilty, hein b'skila, they are stoned. U'mameinim liyoshem, and their estate is passed on to their heirs. What if there are possessions of other communities within this community temporarily? Somebody has something that belongs to somebody else. Nichse anche medina, the property belonging to people of other cities. Acheres shayumufkadim b'secha, which are kept within this city for whatever reason. Afal pisha kiblu aleim achrayis, even though they accepted responsibility, einisrofin, they are not burned. Eliyachzru l'baleim, but they are restored to their original owner. Shenema shlolo, its booty. V'leish l'achaverta, but not things belonging to another city. Nichzei harshoyim shutchu shoyim mufkodim. Mufkodim b'din acheres. What about the property of the people who were found guilty? If they had property in other cities, they had money in Swiss accounts. Im nikbetzu imo nisrofim b'chlolo. If the property was gathered together with the property of the city, they're burned. If not, then it's not destroyed and it's passed on to their heirs because it's not in the community at the time. 11, behemo, an animal, 50% of the animal belonged to a member of this perverted city. But he was a partner with somebody from outside the community. This animal was in the community. Then this would be forbidden to use because you can't split an animal in half because the member of the perverted city has a half of every tiny piece of this animal. But the isashi kain, if it's a dough that's about to be baked, a large dough, and it's half belonging to a resident and half belonging to somebody outside, muteres, that's fine. Bishef shalachalko, because you can split dough. But you can't split an animal. 12, behema shalin anidacha shenishchita. What if an animal of this perverted city was slaughtered? Asura b'ano, it's forbidden. For benefit, kasher anisko, just like a stoned animal, shenishchat, which was slaughtered before the stoning. Sar horesh, what about the hair? Bain shall anoshim, bain shall noshim of the men or the women. Shabbat mutar ba'ano. The hair is not considered part of the person, and they may enjoy the hair. Avo shall pay anochris. But wigs, which are called strangers' hairs, meaning wigs, that is possessions. Hareom bechlal shlolo, that's part of the possessions. We also, and it's forbidden, like all other possessions. Fruit, which is still connected to the soil, is permissible. You gather and you burn. This applies to anything lacking gathering and burning. This excludes fruits, which are still attached to the ground, which are still missing the plucking, for uprooting from the ground, and then they first have to be gathered and burned. The same goes for the hair of the head, certainly the trees themselves, which are permissible, and they belong to the heirs. That which was sanctified, anything sanctified to the altar, Yomusa will have to die. They can't be sacrificed on the altar. As the verse says, Zebach, the sacrifices, the shoyim of the wicked, Teyeva, are abominable. Yet they can't let them go free. So they actually have to die, as he says in note 102 here, that they're just allowed to die, but they're not killed as part of the booty that is destroyed. Kotche bedek habayis. Things that have been sanctified, belonging to the upkeep account of the Holy Temple, Yipodu, can be redeemed, and then they have to be burned. Shenema shlola, b'lei shlal shamayim, its booty and not heaven's booty. What about 14, abcher b'amayser, a firstborn offering or a tithing, shebetecha, within it, tmimim, if they are whole, unblemished, Then they are like sacrifices. V'yamusu, they can't be offered as before. They can't be used. So they just die. Obali mumin. But if they're blemished, harem bechlal behemta, then they are their animals. V'narogim, they're killed. Hatrumah shebaseicha. What about the truma, the tithe of the Kohen, in Megil Yad Kohen, if they got to the Kohen, Yirkabu, then they has to rot because it belongs to the Kohen, yet it can't be burned. If they still in the hands of the Israelite, they should be given to the Kohen of another country. Because this has been sanctified as God's property. 15, Maisa Sheni, the second tithe, Bekesav, Maisa Sheni, and the funds of the second tithe, and sacred writings, all these must be entombed, which means you can't burn them, but you can't use them. 16, Kolaisa Din Birani Dachas. Now, the Torah says the courts will surely hesitate to do this. It seems to be a very terrible process. It's cruel. It's horrific. One who actually legislates this law of the Sanhedrin, it's like he offers a burnt offering consumed by flame to Hashem, which means it's tough, it's difficult, but it has to be done. It's a dirty job, but someone has to do it. Shenemar kolil Hashem alekecha, whole, holy smoke to Hashem your God. Furthermore, Hashem asalik charenap Yisrael, it removes the anger of God from Israel. Shenemar leman yoshev Hashem acharenapay, in order that God should return from his state of anger, so to speak. Omeiv aleihem brocha berachem, and it brings blessing and compassion upon the judges. Shenemar v'nosan lecharachmim, upon the Jewish people. And he, God, will give you compassion, v'richamecha, he will be merciful to you, v'hirbecha, and he'll make you multiply. So you got to do what you got to do.